Janavalava Jayo Girivaradhari Jayo Girivaradhari Jayo Gopinavalava Jayo Jayo Gopi Janavalava Jayo Girivaradhari Jayo Girivaradhari Jayo Gopi Janavalava Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunjari Hari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunjari Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Radha
जय श्री श्री पंचतत्व की जाय जगन्नाथ बलेश्वर महारानी की जाय कृष्ण बलराम की जाय श्री श्री गौरताय की जाय श्री श्री पंचतत्व की जाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय इष्कन गुरुवृंद की जाय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय तय गौर वंदे हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमतां स्वकता कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन ऋज्यन्तस्तो य भद्राणि विदुनोति सुरित्सतां नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके तदा रजस्तमो वा कामलो वार्यश्चये चैतलेत्तैरनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्त्वे प्रसिद्धति एवं प्रसन्न मनसो भगवद्भक्तियोगतः भगवतत्त्वविज्ञानमुक्तसङ्गस्य जायते भिद्यते हृदयग्रन्थिं छिन्दन्ते सर्वसंशयाः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि दृष्ट्वा एव आत्मनेश्वरी। We're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse Number 13. Garbha Sankarshanattam Vai Prahur Sankarshanam Bhuvi Rameti Lokaramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat गर्भसंकर्षणातं वै प्राहुर्संकर्षणं भुवि रामेति लोकरमणाद् बलभद्रं बलोच्छयात् गर्भसंकर्षणातं वै प्राहुर्संकर्षणं भुवि रामेति लोकरमणाद् बलभद्रं बलोच्छयात्। प्रभु माता जी Garbhasankarshanat, because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki, to that of Rohini. Tam, him, Rohini Nandana, the son of Rohini. Vai, indeed, Prahur, people will call. Sankarshanam, by the name Sankarshana, Bhuvi, in the world, Rama iti, he will also be called Rama. Lokaramanat, because his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees. Balabhadram, he will also be called Balabhadra. Bala Uchayat, because of his extensive bodily strength. Transition by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarshana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be also called, he will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. These are some of the reasons why Balarama is known as Sankarshana. Balarama, or sometimes Rama, in Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as a Balarama. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balarama and Lord Rama. Here Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balarama is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balarama as Lord Rama. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of the three Ramas, Parashurama, Raghupati Rama and Balarama. All of them are Ramas. Jnanatimirindasya jnananjana shlakaya chakshurum militam yenasmai shri gurave namaha. Balaram is the superpastor of Godhead himself, but besides that also he is the Lord of service, a superpastor of Godhead, or the servitorship of superpastor of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So his position is very special. He is a devotee, but also he is the Lord himself. This shloka is very special also, because this one got three names of Lord Balarama in the shloka itself. One is Sankarshana, one is Rama, and one is Balabhadra. I'm going to connect this to the Gayatri Mantra, although many of you maybe not initiated the second initiation. So those who know it, you will understand it, the connection, and those who not, then you will understand later, when it will time come. So basically, there's three elements of the Gayatri Mantra. One is Samanda, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So Samanda means connection. Connection to Krishna. Connection to the deity. Abhideya means an activity of what the person performs, that deity performs. Here in this case, Balarama. In connection with us. And Prayojana is what he gives us, or how he supports us, how he gives us, how enables us to relish Krishna Prema basically. So here the three names are given, Sankarsana, Rama and Balabhadra. Sankarsana refers to Sambandha, Rama refers to Abhideya, and Balabhadra is refers to Prayojana. So Sankarsana means attraction. So here we see the point is given that Sankarsana is being taken from Rohini's, from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. Now here, he wasn't just taken like that. Prabhupada explains, Srila Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that it wasn't that easy. Balaram didn't want to go. So then, with the request of Yogamaya, humbly approaching him, please come, because Krishna wants to come into the same womb, so you have to come to Devaki's, Rohini's womb, to your mother's womb, so therefore please come. And based on then he moved. So that element of devotion, it's very important in that case. Sankarsana means he's attracted to Lord Krishna and is attracted by devotion to Lord Krishna also. So if we try to please Krishna, then Balaram is attracted to that. Also attracted when somebody wants to please him. So his immediate response to that. And we can see in the case of Duryodhana. Duryodhana is a rascal number one, everybody knows. It's just like Kali Yuga personified and so on and so on. There's a big list on his name. But he wanted to serve Balaram. Of course, this was the advice of Shakuni. But he took it very seriously. And in fact, not only he took it seriously, but he made his son to also serve Lord Balaram very faithfully. And because of that, he was successful in many, many matters. Of course, because he didn't respect the devotees, there he failed. So when he was disrespecting the Pandavas or disturbing the Pandavas, then he failed. But if you can see that Balaram was very happy to be with him and was blessing him up to the last second because of his devotion. So Balaram is very easily pleased. We have to make sure that we want to please him. The second element is Rama. Rama means Abhideya, giving pleasure. There is a statement, Krishnananda. So some of you know what I mean. So Krishnananda means he's happy in serving Lord Krishna. Krishna's happiness is his happiness. That is Krishnananda. So Balaram is Krishnananda. And not only that he is a Krishnananda, but also he is the guru, spiritual master for the living entities, which we are going to talk about later. And the Krishnananda means he gives that Krishnananda to others. We know the song, Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiya Chenamata Jivera Karan. He opened the marketplace of holy name in Godruma Deep, just on the other side of the river, so we can go and buy. And then why he did that? Because he wanted to give this Krishnananda to everybody. He experiencing, his name is Nityananda, always happy in pleasing Krishna. And he's not envious, he wants to keep it for himself. It's Abhimana Shunya Nitai. He's without any pride. He goes to house, dvare, Adama Patite Jive, dvare dvare, ya harinama mamantra, dena vilaya. He goes to every house and gives this Krishna pay. Please take, forcefully, that's a third element, Balabhadra, with force. And his devotees are like that also, forcefully. They go and disturb people. Abhiram Thakur go around with a whip. He's Nityananda Prabhu's friend, our friend. Shriram, I think it's Shriram, not 100% sure, but I think it's Shriram. So he goes around with a whip. Abhiram Thakur, his place is in Kanakul Mayapur. That is, next to Tarakeshwar, there's a place called Krishnagar, and there's a Mayapur there. And in Mayapur, his house is there. There's so many stories with him. But the famous story is that he would go around with a whip. And those who would not listen to good advice, please take Krishna's name because this is going to give you happiness. Then he would beat them with a whip. And that's how they get happiness. Then they would get Krishna Prema by the touch of the whip. So we can see Balaram has this forceful nature. Sometimes because of that, some devotees, they're not appreciate that. And sometimes we can also say, well, I'm a little bit, okay, a little bit more than a little bit drunk. Yeah? He's not acting as a normal person. Because why is he drunk? Because of Krishna Prema. He is intoxicated by the Krishna Prema himself. So that is, again, back to the Rama element, the Abhideya element. So like because of the Krishna Prema, and he gives it to others, and sometimes being very forceful and very kind of funny ways he does. There are plenty of examples in Nityanlila, also plenty of examples in the Balaram's Lila. He goes to the assembly of Vaishnavas where they speak different Puranas. Everybody offers him obeisances except the person who is sitting on the Vyasa-san. His name was Rama Harshana Sutta. So he sees that, what is this? You know, he doesn't know I am superstitious about it. Doesn't know that by my mercy, he is there. He doesn't know my position as a guru of living entities. Doesn't know that I'm sitting in his heart, a super soul, and then I'm there with him all the time, giving him inspiration, giving him the inspiration to speak on the Vyasa-san. He thinks that he's doing himself. He thinks that he's such a great person on his own. Doesn't understand my energy behind it and the spiritual energy whom I order to assist him. So who is this person? Why is he there? So he took a bit of Kushagras and killed him. But he gave a blessing also that his son will be the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was Sutta Goswami. So he doesn't just kill him, he also gives blessing. So Lord Balaram has five main manifestations. First one is Balaram himself in the spiritual world where he assists Krishna in different services. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 5, talks about all this, explains these points very nicely. I got most of this information from there also. So basically, like what kind of pastimes he does there with Krishna? Sometimes massage him, sometimes they fighting bullfight. That means they fighting like bulls, hitting each other's head like that. So who is stronger, yeah? Holding head to head. A bit rough fight. But I guess kids, they love it. And then he plays like that. One time he's like that with Krishna, like a big hero, like fighting and wrestling and like that. Other time, then he massage his feet, massage him because he got hurt in the fight. Yeah. So then he's massaging him. So he has different kinds of services, very intimate services to Lord Krishna. And he, in that form of Balarama, he takes care of his servitorship, he's serving Krishna's lotus feet, he's being his friend, as fighting with him, playing around with him, take away his lunch and eat it. And sometimes Krishna takes away his lunch and eat it, and he gets upset. And so on, and then sometimes, as a big brother, also as a father to Lord Krishna, taking care of him. If some demons are there, we heard the story of Pralambasura. Pralambasura was disguised as a cover boy. Because one of the cover boys didn't come that day. So he took the opportunity, I will disguise myself to the cover boy and I'm going to kill Krishna on Kamsa's order. So then he did go into the assembly of the cover boys and then acted seemingly as a cover boy. So there was a time when they were wrestling and then Krishna's party, he lost. He was in Krishna's group. So then what happened? Then he had to carry Lord Balaram on his back. That was his punishment. They lost. They must be a servant for now. So then they had to do punishment. So then Balaram jumped on his back. And they were going around in circles and carrying the other group. So then the Balaram Basura took him away to far big distance. And then Balaram was saying, what is going on? Why is he taking me away from the group? That's kind of strange. Then when he was going farther, then he became a demon. Then he was thinking, oh my God, it's a demon. If there's a demon here, there might be many demons with Krishna. I must go back. Hit him. Immediately one hit, end of the story of the demon. He became liberated. So then, immediately he went back to Krishna. Krishna, you, everything is okay. I found this demon, wanted to kill us. Are you okay? Everything is okay with you? Immediately came that mood of protection, protecting Krishna, thinking of Krishna's comfort. Is Krishna feeling okay? Krishna feeling happy there or not? So that mood. So then he has that other form of other mood that as a parent. So he serves Krishna in those three rasas, as a servant, as a friend, and as a parent. Now the question comes, what about the madhurya element? So then he comes as an anangamanchari. So as anangamanchari, he assists Radha Krishna's pastimes. He's taking care of many elements of Radha Krishna's pastimes that way. So that is his fourth expression, fourth way of serving Krishna. So that is the first aspect of Lord Balaram. Second is the Purusha avatars. He's taking care of the creation. So he has three forms of Purusha avatars. One is Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, one is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, one is Karanakshaya Vishnu. So one is Karanakshaya Vishnu is the lying on the causal ocean, and he fills up the whole. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, sorry. So he feels Garbhadakshaya Vishnu lies on the ocean of Garbhodaka. Karanakshaya Vishnu lies on the milk ocean. So then, when he fills up the ocean, the whole half of the universe with the Mahatattva with water of his perspiration, and when Vamanadev make a hole through it, then that water comes into the universe. That water is called Ganga. The same Ganga which is flowing by here. And it is very auspicious because it liberates all the living entities. So this is basically Balaram's the third element of the Sambhadabri and Prayojana element, that he comes and gives strength and ability to the living entities to go back to Godhead. So this way, he created the Garbhodaka ocean, and that ocean came as Ganga into the world to purify the whole world. So then we can go back to Godhead. Then he creates also facilities for the avatars to come to this Vishnu deities. Most of the avatars come through Vishnu deities. So then all the avatars, when they come to liberate the different groups of living entities, those who are staying in the material world at that time. Kill the demons, they get liberated, those who get killed, and those who are devotees, then they go with Krishna back to Godhead. He gives them pure devotional service. We can even see sometimes demons like Bali Maharaj, they also get mercy of Krishna, get pure devotional service also. Some of them just get killed, like Kamsa, but then some of them like Bali Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, they're coming in a lineage of demons, but they get pure devotional service because of the association with the different avatars. Then other element is super soul, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. He's entering into every atom, empowering every atom to function according to Krishna's direction. Then empowering every living entity so then they can function in their bodies, so then they can perform devotional service. We never should think even for a second about we're doing it. The living entity got nothing to do with the material energy. They've got zero connection. It's like oil and water. They just never mix, never really interact with each other. So how is it possible that the living entity thinks that, oh, I should lift my hand, I scratch my ear. And then it happens. How that happens? It happens because Lord Balaram orders the potencies, the spiritual energies and the material energies. He's the shelter of both spiritual energies and material energies. And he orders the energies that this should happen. And because it's so seamless, we think that we're doing it. It immediately happens. So, like that, reliable, Lord Balaram is. It just happens immediately. So we think that, okay, I lift my hand, it's lifted. I should breathe. It happens. Many of the functions we not even think of it happens, like breathing, and the heart is throbbing, functioning, the whole digestion system is running, the system of different kind of systems in the body, the nervous system and so on, they're just functioning without even our conscious endeavor. Seemingly, well, not even seemingly, they're just functioning perfectly. So then why is that? Because Lord Balaram takes care as super soul. Also, when we do something bad, then Lord Balaram immediately gives us a feeling this wasn't the right thing to do. That's called conscience or something like that. Which makes us, okay, that's did something wrong. That is coming from Lord Chaitya Guru, Lord Balaram, from the super soul. Immediately informs us that wasn't a nice, right thing to do. I did something bad, that's wrong. I did something good, that's probably good. I feel that. Balaram immediately gives us a feeling that was a good thing. That try to please Krishna, we are feeling happy. That is Balaram. That happiness. That is Rama. Then third element is giving shelter of to the devotees and shelter to the energies of Lord Krishna, or all the energies actually. So giving shelter to the devotees, he comes as avatars and takes care of the demons and facilitates the devotees, then comes a spiritual master into the material world to make sure that living entities has guidance so that they can go back to Godhead. There's always a spiritual master. There's no in any time in the creation when there is no spiritual master, when there's a living entity can say that, oh, I didn't have a chance, or didn't have a chance to go back to Godhead. There's never a time like that. Balaram making sure that it just happens. The spiritual master is always there. So he's the shelter, he's the spiritual master. There's a story also from Nityananda Lila regarding disrespecting Nityananda Prabhu. And there was a story, actually, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami brings up in the same chapter regarding a devotee, Meena Ketana Ramdas. Nityananda Prabhu's very close associate. And he was basically a cover boy in the spiritual world. And he was like fully Nityananda Prabhu's devotee. And then Meena Ketana, he saw once one of these devotees who came to actually was Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's brother. So he came to the house because there was a program in Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's house in Mayapur. So then he came and he also was invited. Meena Ketana Ramdas also was invited for the program. And he immediately saw that this devotee, his name was Gunanava Mishra, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's brother, that he doesn't have full faith in Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, he has very little faith and he's kind of like not so respectful about it. And there was some incident and he immediately said that, look at that, this next Romarshana Sutta. This Ramdas immediately told him. And then later there was a kind of little argument between Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami and his brother, Gunanava Mishra, that this is not right to respect Nityananda Prabhu, because there's no difference between Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. The two brothers, they are basically one person. They are just in two different aspects. So you have to respect even more Nityananda Prabhu because he's his devotee. If you don't respect him, you won't go back to Godhead. No chance for that. And then he didn't take the good advice. And then this Ramdas, Meena Ketana Ramdas, he broke his flute. And that basically what it was, that this Gunanava Mishra, he actually fell down from devotional service. So immediately he made a point on that. And then he said that without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we are nobody here. We cannot get anywhere. And later also he brings another story with Nityananda Prabhu and him, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, that Nityananda Prabhu came into his dream. And he told him that you should go to Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan, all your desires will be fulfilled. Just go there and be there, and then everything else will be sorted out. Then he went there, and over there actually he got the mercy of the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and then he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita by mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So we can see Nityananda Prabhu's mercy or balanced mercy is very, very essential in our devotional service. So we always have to pray for it. Always. And we can see also Balam is killing the demons. But in Nityananda Lila he doesn't kill the demons, he kills the demoniac tendencies. Because what happened, demoniac tendencies in the heart, or if we refer to them often as anarthas. Anarthas means useless things. Useless means not really helping in devotional service. There are two things, which are favorable for devotional service, one is which is not favorable. So anarthas are the not favorable things. So then Nityananda Prabhu helps us to remove them. That is his blessing. He comes us in different pastimes, shows. He removes all these different anarthas. For example, in this case also, he removed that pride from this devotee's heart, from this Gunanava Mishra's heart. And also he showed this example that devotees, if they not respect him, then they won't progress, because he is the inspiration, he is the master of Krishna. Lord Brahma, he serves Krishna as his shoes, as his umbrella, as his bed, as his dam, everything. So what we have facility, what we see here in Mayapur, this dam is Lord Nityananda himself, Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram himself. So he comes with all this facility he gives to the living entity to go back to Godhead. And the living entity doesn't acknowledge that. They don't have a chance. It's like, have a teacher, you want to learn something from the teacher. If you not respect him, you cannot learn. Why? Because if you think that you are superior to your teacher, then how can you learn? The water is flowing only one direction, going towards a lower place. So same way, mercy comes also like that, from the higher to lower. Unless we submit ourselves, it won't come. It cannot come. If we think that we are greater, it doesn't come down to us. It goes next to our feet and goes away. But if we submit to the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, then, or Lord Balaram, then it will come to us. And then we get the full benefit. And then we're going to be happy also with this Krishnananda. Like that. Anybody has any comments or questions regarding this? Yes, Prabhu Hari Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for your class. It was very nice. My question is in relation to one point you touched upon during the class. You spoke about the demons who were killed and some of them achieved liberation. I was wondering what is the difference between the type of liberation the demons who get killed by Krishna achieve and that of the Mayavadi? Is it the same type of liberation or is there a slight difference? And if so, is it?
Basically, Mayavadi means Krishna Parada, means the demons. Also, demonic tendencies are there. So it depends on, it's very individual thing anyway, because every person, every living entity will be treated on his own endeavor. For example, Putana, she was a demon, but she got liberation of a gopi in the spiritual world, a senior gopi who was like a mother to Lord Krishna. Why is that? Because she had the tendency to please Krishna with her breast milk as a mother. So the endeavor was there behind. This is actually coming from before when Vamanadev came into the arena of Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj's sister, who was put in the next life, she felt mother love towards this small boy. So that when motherly love was there, but when Vamadeva took everything away from Bali Maharaj, then she got upset. How can you do this? Such a nice boy, why did you beat me like a demon, taking everything away from my brother? What kind of rude mentality is this? So then because of that, she became a demon. So there was two elements, a demoniac element and a devotional element. So because of the devotional element, she got the position of mother. So it depends on the different demons. If the demons have some spiritual benefit, blessing, then they get spiritual destiny, higher destination than just Sayujya Mukti. But if they don't have that, like Kamsa, he didn't have that much. So then he became, emerged into Krishna's body, or Shishupal. But there are some other ones who do have Jarasandha, he is worshipping Shalagram Shilas through his whole life. So there is some spiritual benefit is there. Bali Maharaj, for example, then he also, because he was a grandson of Hiranyakashipu. No, grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So then he got the spiritual, the inclination for devotional service from his grandfather. So because of that, therefore he actually became, he got a very special position in the Patala Loka. So it depends on the different demons. Mayavad is also, we can see, in the Jayavadharma, there is that Mayavad Sanyasi, who approached the sainted Babaji Maharaj. So then he also became devotee, because he had a little bit of, he saw the devotees once, they going around Jai Sachinandana Govarari with hands up, and they were like all happy. So seeing that, he got a little bit of blessing, and that one he got inspired. What is that which is higher than Brahmananda, and is still spiritual, still attracting me? Because I not have any desire for material world. I not see anything. I'm happy with Brahmananda, but there is something which is higher than that. So then because of that spirituality, so he got a special blessing. We can see Prakashananda Saraswati and his group, because they were treating Mahaprabhu with humility, they also got the blessing of Mahaprabhu. So we can see sometimes some Mayavadis, they get spiritual benediction also, not only just Brahmananda or Sayujya Mukti. They get higher liberation also, but some not.
Also, you mentioned that some people enter Krishna's body. So we know that some formal liberation means merging into the impersonal Brahman, and some means entering Krishna's body, and then the other four personal types of liberation are listed also. So entering Krishna's body, does that mean you enter Krishna's body, Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, or are we talking about another type of body here? Because what's the difference between entering the Brahman effulgence and entering the body of Krishna?
Okay, as far as I understood, there is no difference. It's the same thing. Because the thing is that unless there is devotional service, we cannot cross to the spiritual world. Unless we take shelter of the spiritual energy, that's Radharani, Srimati Radharani, so we no have chance to actually enter the spiritual world. And that is true Guru. So if we do that, then we can enter. Otherwise, we just stay at the gate. At the gate means Brahman. So liberation is, up there is liberation, and from there is devotional service, basically. So there's not much difference in that way. Because although they had a chance to be with Krishna, they didn't take the chance, so then they go to Brahman. And from there, they can again get the chance next time, next life. Like that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. Prabhu, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then who is Balaram? Balaram is an expansion, or is Bhagavan, Balaram is also separate God?
Okay, Supreme Personality of Godhead means Supreme.
Yes.
Means there is nobody equal or superior to him. Means no anything bigger or superior or same with him. Everybody is inferior. So Balaram is also inferior. But there's no difference between the two. Only difference is one is black and one is white. But because of that, he is an expansion, therefore he takes the mood of service. So if Lord Balaram takes a mood of service, then who is anybody else in the creation or anybody else who think that they are same to Krishna? You know, everybody must serve Krishna.
No, if that is the case, Prabhu, once when you, if you directly praying, you see, Prabhupada has quoted in a candle, original candle. When original candle is there, you know, there are so plenty of candles we can light it. Similarly, see, when Lord Krishna is the directly Supreme Personal Godhead and we are all concentrating Supreme Personal Godhead, once if you concentrate the Lord's feet of the Supreme Personal Godhead, is it not sufficient? Is it required to pray the expansions and incarnations and everything on par with Lord Krishna? So Lord Krishna is the direct Supreme Personal Godhead. So what Prabhupada said, you know, suppose if you are having one original candle, so we can light so many candles. Similarly, when the Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so when we are concentrating the lotus feet of the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead, direct to Krishna, then is it required to go ahead with the other expansions and other incarnations?
Okay, so basically, it's not required. See, basically it's like that. Krishna comes as Krishna. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he has different expansion for different reasons. Okay, theoretically they not need that. But because the living entities are in material world, so they need it. Living entities also have different moods, so it's needed. Krishna is, there's a shloka from Haranta Vyakarana, which actually explains this. He says that Krishna is one, but he expands into many kinds of forms because of the devotion of the devotees, so they can reciprocate to that. So somebody wants to worship him as a hero, then like Vishnu, for example, then he's worshipping Krishna as Partha Sarathi, as a hero. So there are some other devotees who worship him as Nishimadev, because of protection. Then there is a, so different elements of Krishna will come into that deity and manifest in abundance, or more like prominently, let's say like that. Okay. So different elements of this, his personality also comes into living entities also. We can see Brahma can create, Indra can control the universe. Yeah? He maintains the universe, controls the universe actually. And Vishnu maintains the universe. So all these different forms or sub-forms or expansions or further expansions of Krishna, or sometimes just blessings of Krishna basically, then we can see that all these things are needed so for living entities to be able to connect to Krishna. Because living entity is a particular way he wants to be with Krishna. So Krishna supports that. So therefore all these expansions. Otherwise, Krishna is there and Srimati Radharani is there. That is the primary arrangement. That's Krishna. Everything else is expanded so then facilitate the living entity.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So basically, it's either way. Either you serve one deity, like for example, you are devoted to Lord Nishamadev, then you serve him, and you get the same benefit. Well, it's not exactly the same benefit because not there's a difference between serving Krishna and Nishamadev, because Krishna is a supreme form, but it's perfect. Vaikuntha is perfect. Then Ayodhya, Dwaraka, they're more perfect. And then Goloka is most perfect. So it just that's how the living entity want to react or interact. So that's how Krishna interacts with him. That basically why so many forms are there. Like that. Hare Krishna. And then somebody come ask problem? There's one devotee in the back.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the class. When Balram, he kills Romaharshana Suta, the sages that are assembled there, they have a discussion with him and they actually kind of chastise him because he was supposed to give Bhagavatam class to all assembled stages. And Balaram goes on pilgrimage to atone for his action. So how do we understand this? How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead do something and then actually go through atonement for something he has done that the sages thought was not proper?
We can understand it a few ways. One is that his pastime as a Leela, he wanted to go for pilgrimage. Other element is that when a teacher is holding your hand and writes A, writes B and C, doesn't mean the teacher is learning the alphabet. You are learning the alphabet. So that's the second point, that Krishna teaches us by his own example, Balaram also. So by his example he shows, you did something bad, you must get some prayashchitta for it. You must understand that you did something wrong. Although he didn't do anything wrong, because it's Krishna himself, Balaram himself, what that wrong he will do. Whatever he does, that's how it is. It's like that. So, and he did it because to please Krishna with that. And it's good for that Romaharshana Sutta also, Romaharshana also, because of, by this, then he will be purified, understand that, oh, I made a big mistake. He will remember it for next life. He will be purified by that action. Because that's what Balaram does. He takes away your anarthas and give you Krishna Prem. So it wasn't like a sinful activity for him. But because that's how the material world functions. Something is being done, so there should be some reaction for it. If good things done, good reaction. Bad things done, bad reaction. So then bad reactions has to be eliminated by going to different pilgrimages, sitting with saintly devotees. So Balaram showed the example. That's basically what it is. Showing the good example, teaching us. Krishna mentions, if I wouldn't follow the rules of Dharma, then I would destroy the whole world. Because whatever great person does, the common man follows. And whatever standards he set by his personal example, everybody follows that, pursues that. So that basically what's the reason why Krishna does, Balaram does all these things. No more questions or comments, then we will end. Grant Rachyam Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Balaram Ki Jai Shri Shri Nityanandaram Ki Jai Shri Shri Adhamara Panchatattva Ki Jai Antai Gauravanande.